We know there are Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the five books of Moses. Technically speaking, really, there could be seven books that the Nun HaFuchim will have in Bahaloska. Is a parasha, is a book in its own right, and therefore you really have three, but we'll just stick to the classical five books. There's Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Vamidbar, and Devarim. Bereishis is known as Sefer HaYashar, Sefer Yetzirah, Shmos, the book of Golos V'Gula, Vayikra, Toras, Kohanim, Vamidbar, the book of Numbers, and Devarim, Mishnah Torah. So Vayikra is the fifth book, so it's the middle book. So one would guess then that we'd find the middle of the Torah in there. So what do we mean by the middle of the Torah? So actually the commentators tell us there are different middles. There is the middle of the Torah regarding psukim, verses, how many psukim in the Torah. There's the middle of the Torah in terms of how many words are in the Torah. And there's the middle of the Torah in terms of the letters. So they all come up in the book of Vayikra, but they come up in different parashos. So Parsha Tzav, many times Shabbos Haggadah, but the middle psukim in Parsha Tzav, Peraches, Pasuk Zayin, Becheshev HaEifod. So it talks about the Eifod, the apron, the Eifod of the Kohen Gadol. So why is that representative as the middle? It's the middle verses of the Torah, but why is it the middle verses for? So the Mefarshim explains that the Eifod of the Kohen Gadol is Mechaper for Machshavas Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah is basically believe, as we know the halacha is, if someone drops but treif in your food, so it's real treif, so you can't eat it. If someone comes into your house and bows down to your dining room table, they can't make it into Avodah Zarah. It doesn't belong to them. It's only a Machshava. So the Eifod of the Kohen Gadol is Mechaper for Machshavas Avodah Zarah. So therefore, the lesson is, what do you mean the halfway point? That when it comes to Avodas Hashem, we should have pure machshavas. We should do things 100% with Shem Shamayim. Of course, because we know as Vahasa Satan Mofanino Me'acharinino, that of course the Yetzer is working full time. Before we do it, they say it's not that important. And when we do it, they want us to regret it. So therefore, if we shoot for 100% makshava, so then we'll end up hopefully with 50%. So someone explain, that's the halfway mark by psukim. What's the halfway mark by words? Perek Yud, Pasuk Tezayin, Darash Moshe. So they point out Darash Moshe in terms of learning, that obviously one shouldn't learn something half-baked. Now, basically, when you go into a topic, you know, a lot of people know a little bit about this, a little bit about that, but they don't really go into it enough. So when it comes to Talmud Torah, it should be Darash, Darash, not just a little Darash, you know, just, not just take a quick look and move on, and not that you have to spend a whole year learning one daf, but one should spend enough where they, you know, to have a, get a better understanding. A better understanding of the sugya. So that's Darish, Darish emotion. Thirdly, that was the middle psukim, that's by the Eifod. It's a makshava, it's a kapara for makshava with a zara, so we should try to shoot for 100%. The middle of the words, Yud Tezayin Darish, when it comes to learning. And lastly, Perek Yudala Pasik Mambez Vav Degachon, the Vav sticking out, it's crawling on the stomach, that one should not overindulge in Taivas Olam Hazeh, eating, drinking other types of Taivas. Of course, don't overindulge, you should indulge. And as we know, that it's important to enjoy Olam Hazeh, and it helps you to, with your learning and everything else. But Vav Degachon, the Vav, it's protruding. When it's protruding out of your stomach, meaning you're overdoing it. It's only, as opposed to, like they say, in yeshivas, when they make, you say a svara from the head, not from the stomach. I think they call it a bulk svara. It comes from your stomach. So when it comes to overeat, don't overeat, eat half as much. So to speak, that's I think it's the Arugas Abosim and others, that to the middle letter, so all these halfway marks, it's nice to know they're halfway, but the Vav Degachon, don't overindulge, you know, like we're always looking for a balance. Darash, don't underdo it or overdo it. Have a balance, you know, when you're learning Be'i and Be'kiyas. And Becheshov Eifo, that we should choose, you know, we should try to have good intentions. We try our best, and even though it's not going to, we won't make the 100%, but if we have good Makshava, so as long as we're trying our best, that's the chizak we get at the halfway point of the psukim, the words and the letters.